Let's start with a recap. Katie and I were sent to visit my Nana in Tridmore for the summer. We thought it was going to be the most boring thing ever.
You thought that, Aoife.
Yeah, she's right. I thought that. And I was dead wrong. What can I say? I was in a funk. Our cereal bar empire had just crumbled. Crumbled like a granola cookie.
Delicious and sad.
Confusing.
Totes. Our friend Rian told us to start podcasting. Hey, it seemed everyone else has a podcast these days. So why not?
But we didn't know what to podcast about until we met a face from our past.
Harry O'Connor, or Hanger, as he was calling himself. That's right. Harry was incognito, living a double life, wearing a fake beard and acting as a security guard in the Tridmore Unity Park.
And they say grown-ups are bored.
But why had Harry changed his name? And what was he doing in Tridmore? We had to investigate.
Welcome to Serial. Park Life.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Ireland. The Book of Kells. The Wild Atlantic Way. The Cliffs of Moher. So many deadly places to visit. Great crack. But what about the middle of the country? We exist too, you know.
Mrs. Mulhall, are you saying there's a tourist destination in the Midlands?
Of course. Visit Tridmore. Anything the rest of the country has, we have too.
History.
Tridmore is the site of two freak accidents involving pies.
Old stuff, like the Book of Kells?
Our librarian used to babysit tiny President Michael D. Higgins. You don't get much older than that.
Fine dining?
There's a chipper across from the Lidl. The battered sausage will change your life.
It sounds wonderful.
We're not just a town you get stuck in on your way to somewhere better. Remember, there's more in Tridmore.
This message is brought to you by the Tridmore Tourist Office. Please visit our town. Please.
I wonder why Hanger raced off like that. I suppose I'll have to give you the tour myself.
Lead on, Nana. We can deal with Harry later.
You mean Hanger?
Sure we do.
We decide to let Nana give us the tour, gather information and reveal Hanger's true identity as Harry O'Connor later.
We could hardly grab the fake beard and pull it off Harry's face.
No?
Nah.
Just checking.
Girls, keep up! On your right, you'll see the farmer market.
Don't you mean farmer's market? Farmers?
Nope, it's just the one girl. She ran everyone else out of the place to make room for
I see beehives!
Maintained by a girl called Bee McGainey. If you can believe it. Oh, here she is now. Bee, this is my granddaughter Aoife and her best friend Katie.
Hi, you're not looking to set up a stall in the farmer market, are you? Because this is sort of my patch now.
Nope, our business days are behind us. Crunchum saw to that.
Unless...
Aoife, don't you get any ideas. Stick to the podcast, yeah?
You're right. So, Bee, you're a beekeeper? That's awesome.
I was stung by the bee bug early. They are so much cooler than certain people. My dad. My brother, Finn. Finn should be hiding around here somewhere. You'll see him soon enough. Let me tell you what annoys me about my brother, Finn.
No time for family squabbles. We best be moving on. Come on, girls. On your left, the public bandstand.
What's going on?
Seems to be a forum about the Unity concert with that eejit, Paul McGainey. That's Bee and Finn's dad.
What is it? What's going on? Why are we here?
I was just saying to Mary the other day, I've no idea what's going on in this park anymore.
As we all know, the Tridmore Unity Park is only as strong as the community that uses it. The council have been firm that if there's any more unpleasantness, any infighting, the park will be rezoned.
Nana, is that true?
Don't worry, girls. This park is staying as is. Paul's talking out of his...
Fear not, fellow citizens. We simply need to prove that the park is loved and the spirit of unity is still intact. It is my distinct pleasure to announce that McGainey Developments, cementing a better future, will be sponsoring this year's Tridmore Unity Concert. The concert will take place at the end of the week, and it will be a display of public accord to ensure the long future of the park. As we say in the building industry, rock on! You know, like, rock on!
Here's our duck pond. Isn't it lovely? There's a crane in there somewhere. And a heron.
Have I gone mad, or is that a pirate boat?
It's a replica. Rumour has it was stolen from a pass in Funfair in the 80s and just left in the middle of the duck pond. An odd family lives in there, keeps themselves to themselves. The boy actually runs the local pirate radio station.
Another broadcaster? Interesting. Tell us about the show, Nana.
Hold on. I play a bit on this giant radio I carry in my handbag. What have we got in here? Scissors, a copy of Ireland's Own, some hard sweets, a framed photo of Ireland's dishiest architect, Dermot Bannon.
She's got everything but the kitchen sink in there. Where do grannies get their bags?
The Nan bag shop. Get it?
Oh.
Here it is, my radio.
Welcome back to Off the Trid. This is the only radio show to look beyond the lies in mainstream media and lift the lid on the murky underbelly of Tridmore. I'm Sean O, your host. On today's show, we discuss the local library, where an unusually large collection of science fiction novels have disappeared from the children's section. Maybe because the librarian doesn't want us stumbling onto the truth. Oh wait, it was me. I checked those books out. My bad. Next conspiracy. Is that a Yeti in the parking lot? Or a hairy man out jogging?
That kid is a conspiracy nut.
We should go speak to him.
No way. Let's do something fun. Roller derby.
No bickering. This is a place of peace.
Did somebody say peace?
Who are you? Were you just hiding in the bushes?
I'm Finn. Finn McGaney, son of Paul McGaney of McGaney Construction.
You must be Bee's brother.
More importantly, I'm a preteen historian and Bridget Keller expert. Are you Bridgeheads?
Bridgeheads?
Never heard of her.
Allow me to educate you, ladies. Have you heard of Tidy Towns?
Of course.
Well, there's another competition, Most Irritated Town in Ireland, decades ago that was Tridmore. Residents bickered from morning until night. People couldn't see eye to eye. The argy-bargy was largy-largy, if you'll forgive the pun.
That's not a pun.
Everyone's a critic. Anyway, things eventually came to a head. The year was 1988.
What's going on?
He's creating atmosphere. You should be doing this on your podcast.
Our podcast.
That's what I meant.
Sorry.
1988. Stonewashed Jeans. U2 release. Rattle and Hum. One of the most ambitious records to date. Tridmore fell apart over an argument. An argument so divisive that it split the town in two. Oh yes, it was very interesting, that argument.
So, what were people fighting about?
We don't talk about it.
But
I said we don't talk about it. We don't get into it ever. Even today, that very argument could erupt again and bring the entire town to a halt.
Spill the tea, man.
The tea? I'm a serious historian. Anyway, Bridget Keller figured out a way of stopping this very serious argument over a matter we shall not discuss. That is super juicy. But I'm not going to get into it. Bridget used her natural talent for diplomacy and created peace. And that is why we honour her with this statue. You can see her holding the peace sign right now.
What peace sign?
The one in her hand.
It's right there, Aoife. Take a closer look. It's always there.
Nana, Aoife's right. There is no peace sign.
Sorry, that's the ringtone on my phone. Anyway, girls, you're right. Someone has taken the peace sign.
The Bridgeheads will freak out.
Be honest, are you the only Bridgehead?
And I'm freaking out! Ah! Holy Bridgeheads, we're in trouble!
That was a bit dramatic.
This is a big deal, girls.
There's something at the base of the statue. Look, it's a business card for Harry O'Connor.
Just a text.
Katie, this is a clue. An actual clue.
Podcast dreams unlocked. Time for a sign off.
A few hours ago, we got off the train in Tridmore with no idea what was in store. And now, look at us. We've got a crime and a main suspect. We even have peril. There can't be infighting in Unity Park or it'll be rezoned. This podcast is shaping up nicely. We're naturals, Katie.
Brilliant! We won't be spending our whole holiday podcasting though, right? We can do other stuff too, like say, roller derby?
I bet Rian will be really impressed with progress we've made so far.
Won't he be miffed that his uncle is the main suspect?
He'll get over it. Right, let's wrap this up. A park in jeopardy? A robbery? We're about to shatter more than a few myths about Tridmore. And maybe about ourselves too. I'm Aoife.
And I'm Katie.
And this is
Serial Park Life.
Serial Park Life was written by Carol Walsh, It was produced by Nikki Coughlin for RTÉ Junior Radio with help from Aoife O'Neill
and Niamh Bennett,
featuring
Ray Cudahy,
Sive Marshall-Coughlin as Aoife,
Sophia Mulvaney as Katie,
Aoife O'Neill as Bea,
Tygo Riley as Finn,
Noah Rafferty as Shono,
Jane Gribben as Nana,
Killian O'Donoghue as Paul McGainey.
For more info, head to rte.ie/kids. Hashtag best podcast ever!